Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Aleph. We left off, we'll start again from Kuf Aleph Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored again by Jeremy Herskowitz in honor of the yahrzeit of his grandmother, Rina Herskowitz, Rachel Leah Bas Nachman Tzvi, and the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank Jeremy again very much for the sponsorship today and throughout the entire course of the week. Today we're going to the primary topic of today's daf is Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Daf is going to begin by a discussion of what is accomplished when we say Kiddush in Shul, Kiddush Beis HaKnesses, but that really leads us directly into the discussion of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. The Gemara is going to list a whole bunch of Amorayim who require Kiddush to be made where we have the Shabbos Suda. We're going to question Rabbah's position on this issue, and then toward the end of the daf we're going to have a discussion whether a new bracha is required when you move from one place to another place while eating, really a Maseches Brachas type of sugya at the end of the daf, but primarily we start with Kiddush Beis HaKnesses and go right into Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So let's begin from three lines from the bottom of the page where we read it yesterday. We'll read it again. Osam on Kufam Beis, last one line, Osam Bnei Adam Shekichu Beis HaKnesses, those people who say Kiddush in Shul, so Amar Rav Yidei Yayin Lo Yatsu Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. Rav says they're not Yotzei the Bracha Bar Pri Agafen, meaning when they go home and they want to drink more wine, they're going to have to say a new Bracha Bar Pri Agafen, but they are Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush. When you have Kiddush in Shul, that's good enough to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush. Shmuel Omer Af Yidei Kiddush Lo Yatsu. Shmuel says no, they're not even Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush. So there's going to be a third opinion the Gemara is going to quote later on, that they're even Yotzei Yidei Yayin. That's going to be the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that Af Yidei Yayin Nami Yatsu, the Gemara is going to reject the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. But before we get to the third opinion on this issue, we first analyze these first two opinions, the Shita of Rav and the Shita of Shmuel. So frak the Gemara, El L'Rav, Lamalei L'Kedushei Bebeisei. According to Rav, if you Yotzei Kiddush in Shul, so why would you say Kiddush again when you get home? You would want to say Kiddush again when you get home in order to be Motzi Banav Ubnei Beso, in order to be Yotzei your wife and your children in Kiddush. So Enoch Nami, you yourself, if you're living alone, you're already Yotzei in Shul. According to Rav, there's no need to say Kiddush again when you get home. But it's only for the people that don't go to Shul. It's for your wife and children who don't go to Shul that you need to be Motzi them in Kiddush. The Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Chaf and Shavuos Daf Chaf tells us that women are Chayiv in Kiddush Midah Oraisa. Zachar B'Shamar Dibarecha Nemru Kol Sheyashna B'Shamar Yashna B'Zachar. Anyone who's Chayiv in Shmir Shabbos, which means all the losases of Shabbos, is chayiv in zechiras Shabbos as well. And zechiras Shabbos minimally involves Kiddush. It may also involve, according to the Rambam, Havdalah. And according to one day, according to the Ran, may also involve all the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos, Seudos Shabbos, and everything that involves the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos. But definitely Kiddush on a Daraisa level. In fact, some of the Achronim, the Tzlach himself points out that this Gemara seems to be a blatant raya against the Tzlach's understanding of the Shitas HaRash. The Rash of Maseches Brachos, the way the Tzlach quotes it, he quotes it in the Daglam Ravava on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kiddush, the Rash holds that there's no concept of Arvus for women. That normally the Halacha is, if I haven't been Yotzei Mitzvah yet, I could certainly be motzi somebody else in the mitzvah. But even if I've already been yotzei in the mitzvah already, I could still do it again to be motzi somebody else. How does that work? Normally, someone who's pater from a mitzvah can't be motzi somebody who's chayiv in a mitzvah. Let's say I have a child who's only chayiv midinei chinuch in the mitzvah of kiddush. He cannot be motzi me the mitzvah of kiddush because I'm chayiv midarais in the mitzvah of kiddush. Someone who's pater cannot be motzi somebody who is chayiv in a mitzvah. You can't have someone who's on a lesser level of chayiv than you be motzi you in a mitzvah. So if I was already yotzei kiddush, how can I be motzi people who have not been yotzei kiddush? So that works midinei. So since somebody else hasn't been Yotzei, it's as if there's a chisaron in my own kiyum of the mitzvah, so I'm still able to say Kiddush again for them. But the Rush is mechadesh, at least the way the Nadbid understands it in the Daglam Ravava, the Rush is mechadesh that there's no din of arvus for women. So the Daglam Ravava on the side of the Shulchan Aruch says this is a big problem, because what do? Every Friday night, we're Yotzei Kiddush on a Daraisa level in davening. Magen Avraham writes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that we're Yotzei in Tefillah every Friday night, already the mitzvah of Kiddush Midaraisa. When we make Kiddush at home over a coast, that's only Midrabanan. Midrabanan, there's a din of Kiddush ala kos. So my wife, though, doesn't daven Mariv. She's still chayiv midaraisa in Kiddush when I come home. So I have a lower level of chiyuv than she has. The only way I'd be able to be motzi in Kiddush is midinei arvus. But if you're going to say that there's no arvus for women, that you can't apply the principle of kol yisrael arvim zel zeh for between men and women, so then I should not be able to be meltzir. That's the bam kasha of the Daglam Ravava. Minchas Chinuch spends a lot of time discussing this. All the achronim discuss this kasha, but in the tzlach alashas he points out that l'chora you have the rush is against this gemara, because the gemara says the guy actually said kiddush and shul, and according to Rav he was yotze kiddush. He was yotze everything. Forget about kiddush daraisa drabban and the whole deal. He said kiddush al hakos and shul. He was yotze everything, and yet why does he say kiddush when he gets home? Lahotzi banav bnei beso, to be motzi his wife in Kiddush. How in the world is he going to be motzi his wife in Kiddush if there's no arvus for women? So the pasha of the Teretz is that the Daglam Ravava's reading of the Rush, if you look at the Rush inside of Maseches Brachos that he's quoting, he doesn't really say that there's no arvus for women. The Rush was speaking specifically about Birchas HaMazon, where women are not chayiv midah oraisa, and he was saying that since a woman is not chayiv in Birchas HaMazon, she has no arvus to be motzi a man in Birchas HaMazon, because she's not chayiv in any mitzvah that she's not chayiv in midah oraisa, she's not going to have arvus in. Pashtus is, and this Rabbi Kiveger points out in Shulchan Aruch, Pashtus is the Daglam Ravava misread that Rush, and the Rush really means to say that of course women are included in Arvus. They're only not included in Arvus in mitzvahs that they're not chayiv in. So for Kiddush, they would definitely be included in Arvus. I saw one of the Akronim wanted to say, no, for to be motzi your wife, you wouldn't be able to say Kiddush again. You're only able to say Kiddush again for a banav, for your sons. But that's very challenging also, because who are banav? Banav mistama are under bar mitzvah. They're mistama katanim over here that we're talking about, who aren't chayiv in the first place. So it's very difficult to assume that we're talking about adult sons. Why weren't they in shul with you if we're talking about adult children? So Pashtus says we're talking about very young children. When we say lotzi banav b'nei beso, or it could be some of the achronim suggest that maybe when we say that lama lekedusha that lotzi banav b'nei beso, it means that since he knows he's going to have to be lotzi banav b'nei beso, he dafka has kavana not to be yotze with kiddush and shul. That if you have kavana not to be yotze with the kiddush and shul, so then you're not going to be yotze bal korcha. That's how Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank writes in the tshuva in Or Chaim Chelik Beis from Kuf Chafal Fos Dalid that the lashon of the gemara lama lekedusha b'beso. So is mochiach that he wasn't yotze with kiddush and shul, because he was mechavin that he's going to make kiddush later on. He says that's why the gemara doesn't ask a better kasha. How is he allowed to be mekadosh beso if he was ready yotze kiddush beso knesset? It's a bracha levatala. So apparently it's not a bracha levatala, because he intended the whole time that he's going to make kiddush later on when he gets back home. So that's Rav's shita, but we paskin like Shmuel. So Shmuel holds that one is not yotze the mitzvah of kiddush in shul. One has to make kiddush again when they get home, even if you're living alone, even if it's not to be motzi banav b'nei beso. But then the question begs itself, according to Shmuel, why do we say kiddush and shul? What's the whole purpose of the kiddush and shul if you're not yotzei anyway? So answer the Gemara, la'fuke orchi b'dei chavasan da'achlu v'shasu v'ganu b'bei k'nishta. No, we say kiddush and shul in order to be motzi the guests in their chiv, that the way that it used to work is that guests who would come to town for Shabbos, they'd have hospitality in the shul. They would have meals in the shul, and they would have a place to sleep in the shul. So the guests are all staying in shul. So that's why they would say kiddush and shul. So you might see the guests. For them, it's going to be kiddush makom suda. Vaza shmuel temein. This is shmuel the shitaso. Damer shmuel ain kiddush al makom suda. Shmuel holds one can only be outside the mitzvah of kiddush be makom suda, in a place where they're going to have their meal. So the guy who's saying kiddush and shul and then going home is not yotzei kiddush and shul, because he's not having a meal there. He's having his meal at home. He needs to say kiddush at home. But the guests are all sleeping in the shul. That's where they're going to have their meal. So certainly they're yotzei with that kiddush and shul, and I'm allowed to say kiddush in order to be motzi them in their chiyuv in the shul. A couple of quick points over here. First of all, Tosa says, wait a second, what did they do in shul? They ate and they slept in shul? What happened to kiddush space HaKnesset? You're not allowed to do these things in a shul. You're not allowed to eat in a shul. You're not allowed to sleep in a shul. So you can't treat a shul this way. This is a big kasha that all the shtibles have kiddush in the shul, and you're not really allowed to do that. If some place has kiddush space HaKnesset, that's why they put mezuzahs on the doors, because they assume that it doesn't have kedushas beis haknesses. If something has kedushas beis haknesses, that's not chayiv in mezuzah. So, but people assume that they that if something's not going to have kedushas beis haknesses anyway, because people are going to eat there, they're going to sleep there, they're not going to, or maybe yes, maybe no on the sleeping, but definitely on the eating. So it's not going to have kedusha based on knesses. So they're not going to bother putting a mezuzah. But Tosfos raises the kasha over here. V'im tomer v'armin in perak b'nei yir the Gemara Megillah, but the kinesios say nochlin behen ve'in shosin behen. Avgav da'af chiyuv ishtil shal mitzvah mutter. Tosfos says you're not allowed to eat and drink in shul, even though if it's shal mitzvah, it's mutter. What do you mean shal mitzvah? Kedamrim Yerushalmi shayochlim sham bekiddush hachodesh v'gam achshav noagin lishtos kos havdala ubris mila, that you're allowed to have the koshal bracha that you say Havdalah on, or that you have by a bris mila, such a kosher, that's what you're allowed to eat or drink in shul, and that's it. But if it's einashal mitzvah and suda Shabbos does not count, it's not good enough. That it has to be that it's a kosher bracha kind of mitzvah, not stam that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of suda Shabbos. That's not good enough. V'sheina asr b'afilu b'shal bavel ein ochlim behem. The kamar hasam ravina v'ravad b'ravish lo yirotzim the karnis beis hakanes me'egashamim ilav mishum d'shmeita by its lusa. And Eve, don't tell me, oh no, we're talking about shuls and bavel. Shuls and bavel are all temporary. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's all temporary till the gula comes. So it doesn't have the full level of kedusha. No, even in bavel, we find that the Amoraim were very careful not to treat a shul as a place to seek shelter from the rain, if not for the fact that it actually helps in their Torah learning, in their to go into the shul while it's raining. Otherwise, you're not allowed to just go seek shelter in a shul. You're not allowed to use a shul as a shortcut. All the dinim of kedusha based on kenesis apply to shuls in chutzarts as well. But wait a second. The Gemara has an expression that the batik nesios in Bavel are built al tanai. So doesn't that mean that there's a tanai that you don't have to treat it with kedushas based on kenesis? He says, no, that's not what it means. That means that after they're destroyed, the makom doesn't retain its kedusha, and you're allowed to build something else there after it's destroyed. That's all it means. It does not mean that while it's functioning as a shul, that it doesn't have kedusha. Of course it has kedusha based on knesses. So this is the kasha Tosfos. I don't understand. How could they say kiddush and shul for the people who would eat and drink and sleep in the shul? What are people doing? Eating and drinking and sleeping in a shul. Even Bavel, that's asur. So says Tosfos Yishlomer Dav Davka, Bebek Nishta. No, Chas V'Shalom, they wouldn't actually eat or drink and sleep in the shul. El Chadorim Shoy Smuch L'Beis HaKnesses, Kari Bek Nishta. They call the Kiddush room the shul also. And the Kiddush room, you're allowed to eat in. That's not the place where they daven. That's not the sanctuary. Umishama Yishama Makiddush, and that's where they would hear the Kiddush from. Ulfima Sheperashi, the Makom Makom Bechad Bayis, Kishadai Telechom Makom Acher, Yech Kiddush Asi Shapir. And certainly, if you hold that within one building, you're allowed to go from one room to another, and that's still called Kiddush Makom Suda, then certainly that's going to be okay to say Kiddush in the shul and then go eat and drink in whatever room they're going to eat and drink in. So that is that's one issue over here in terms of the eating and drinking in the and the sleeping in the shul. The Rashbam over here on the, actually before we get to that, the Shulchan Aruch discusses, so it sounds like the reason we make Kiddush in shul is specifically to be motzi the people who are eating and drinking and sleeping in the shul. But what if you don't have anyone who's sleeping in the shul? What if the minig is that when there's a guest in town, of course we invite them, but we invite them to our homes. We don't leave them in the shul to fend for themselves in the shul, or to even provide for them in the shul. So should we still say Kiddush in shul? So this is a major discussion in the Gaonim and the Rishonim. So Shulchan Aruch writes as follows: Noagin leKaddish beBeis HaKnesses. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Tes. There's only one if in Siman Reish Samach Tes. Noagin leKaddish beBeis HaKnesses. We have a minhag that we say Kiddush in Shul. VeEin leMekaddish Lito MiYayin HaKiddush Ela Matimo LeKatan. However, the person who says Kiddush should not drink the wine himself. He should give it to a child. And the Mishabura quote, some say that Dafka child Shaloi Gil Chinuch, but Magen Avraham says B'Shem Poskim that you could give it even to a child that's higia l'chinuch, that's 6 or 7 years old, and adrab, if you give it to a child that's low higia l'chinuch, then the whole bracha is going to be a bracha levatala, because he's not higia l'chinuch for brachas. But you shouldn't drink it yourself, because you're not supposed to drink before kiddush, and you're not being yotzei your kiddush right now. This is just to fulfill the minhag of kiddush and shul, so you give it to a kid to drink, and that's what many shuls have, the minhag that they say kiddush on Friday night, and they pour the grape juice for the children to drink. Elamatim olakatan dein kiddush al b'makom suda, because you yourself, it's saying Kiddush al Makom Suda, you can't drink from the wine. You're not Yotzei Kiddush with that Kiddush. Really, says the Shulchan Aruch, the source of this Kiddush is for the guests. So what about nowadays? So Shulchan Aruch himself addresses it. Nowadays, even though there are no children, there are no guests rather in shul, we're not mevatel the takana. He says, that's my explanation for those places that still retain the minhag to say Kiddush and Shul. Aval, Yoser Tov Lahanik Shalol Lekadish Beis HaKnesses, V'chein Minhag Eretz Yisrael. But if you want to do what's right, the best thing to do is not to say Kiddush and Shul. Certainly, if a place has a minhag, you could justify. That's how many of the Gonim write, quoted in the tour, that if they have a minhag, you should keep the minhag. But if you're starting a new place, don't start the minhag. So that's what Shulchan Aruch paskins, and that's Minhag Eretz Yisrael, not to say Kiddush and Shul. However, the Ramah says, V'nagu Lamud B'Shasha Mekachim Beis HaKnesses. He doesn't say whether you should do it or not. He says, but if you say Kiddush and Shul, the minhag is that we stand for Kiddush and Shul. Even the only Chassidim stand for Kiddush at home, right? The Halacha maker didn't really supposed to sit. The Shulchan Aruch is supposed to sit for Kiddush at home, at least for the second half from Baruch Priyag Offer Nun. That's also part of Kiddush Makom Suda. But at least for the Kiddush and Shul, we're not doing Kiddush Makom Suda anyway. So the minhag is to stand for Kiddush and Shul. Mishabur writes, "Vamar Rishon Mishazomoy La Ayefas Habirkayim." If you have bad knees or bad legs, so it's a good skula for your legs to stand for Kiddush and Shul for whatever reason. So it seems Shulchan Aruch does not recommend doing it l'chadchila. The Ramah, unclear whether he's recommending it or just noting what people do. So why would that minhag stay? Meaning, what's the purpose of the minhag? Again, the Shulchan Aruch said, I could explain to you why they do it. They do it because it used to be for guests, and now we still do it because the minhag didn't go away. But why didn't the minhag go away? There are no more guests. Meaning, how do we justify it? Isn't the whole thing a bracha levatala? The whole thing should be considered a bracha levatala. So I saw Rav Zilberstein quotes in his sefer. He quotes from the Michtam, I think it is, that he says b'sefer haMichtam says d'lchem yesh hamakachim kiyom bebeis haKnesses zakam shein shamarchim mishum shakidish doma v'hadlakas ner chanuka bebeis haKnesses shul pirsum anes. It's like hadlakas ner chanuka bebeis haKnesses. Who's being yotzi with hadlakas ner chanuka bebeis haKnesses? Nobody. There's no kiyum for any individual. Every single person who saw hadlakas ner chanuka bebeis haKnesses has to go home and light nerishu beisav. So why do we bother doing it? The pirsum anes that we dafka light in shul is a takana miyuchedes for pirsum anes. So vachanami yesh b'zeh pirsum gadol. So maybe that was part of the minhag of kiddush and shul. It wasn't just to be motzi the orchim, but it became that the nature of the takana was that it had this great pirsum of saying kiddush together. Because if you think about it, why did they do it that way? Why did they say kiddush and shul and then everyone went home? Shouldn't they let everyone go home and let the orchim say kiddush themselves in shul? Why did they have it? No, because if they're going to say it anyway in the place, in shul, they might as well say with as many people as possible. So it became part of the takana that it had as much pirsum as possible. So maybe that element of pirsum is still fulfilled, and therefore it's not a bracha levatala. Right? Shulchan Aruch paskins, our minhag is we say, we light Neris Chanukah Beis HaKnesses with a bracha, even though no one's being yotzei t'chiv, because that's the takana for the pirsum, that you're allowed to say a bracha on such takana, that pirsum inisa. So you have that concept over here as well, says the Michtam. Okay, so now we get into Kiddush Makom Suda. So the Gemara says the reason Shmuel holds that you're not yotzei in shul, you need to say Kiddush again at home, is because ain't Kiddush al Makom Suda, a person needs to say Kiddush dafka in the place where he has his Suda. Why? So the Rashbam gives two reasons. Where does it come from that you need Kiddush Makom Suda? The Rashbam, the first Rashbam on the page, Afi de Kiddush lo yotzu kiti parshin in time of the Kamei, ain't Kiddush al Makom Suda dechsiv v'karasa l'shabbos oneg b'makom shatakori l'shabbos kolomar kriya de Kiddush shamte oneg. That in the place where we are Kore Shabbos, the Karasa the Shabbos, and being Kore Shabbos means saying Kiddush, so the place where we say Kiddush, Shamte Oneg, there should be Oneg in the place where you say Kiddush. The Rosh has a slightly different gears than that reason. He has the Karasa the Shabbos Oneg, Bimakom Oneg, Shamte Kriya. Not b'makom kriya shamtei oneg, but b'makom oneg shamtei kriya. So the well-known chakira about Kiddush Makom Suda is Kiddush Makom Suda a din in Kiddush, Whereas if it didn't su'uda, meaning is it that in order to be yotze kiddush, you need su'uda to go along with it in order for it to be a viable kiddush? Or no, in order for it to be a good su'uda Shabbos, you need a kiddush to go along with it in order for it to be a good su'uda Shabbos. So maybe it's totally in these two girsos. The girsa that b'makom kriyas kiddush, sham yehei oneg, the girsa of the Rashbam, the mashmos is that it's a din in kiddush, that in the makom of the kiddush, you have to make sure that there's oneg as well, otherwise you're not going to be yotze the kiddush. The girsa of the Rash, makom oneg, sham tei kriya, it's the din in the oneg. The oneg is a su'uda Shabbos. That's our makayim the mitzvah of oneg. The Rambam writes in the 30th parak of Hilchos Shabbos that in Shabbos there are two mitzvahs midaraisa and two mitzvahs midivrei Kabbalah. The two mitzvahs midaraisa are zachar and shamar, and two mitzvahs midivrei Kabbalah are kavod and oneg. Right, two mitzvahs midaraisa, two mitzvahs midivrei Kabbalah. There's the Tosfos writes in Maseches Megillah that the Pashtus says there's no mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. I was just talking to somebody yesterday, told me that the Torah Tamima vehemently disagrees. He tries to show from a variety of different places that there is a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos as well. I saw last night Rabbi Ganak has in one of his Sfarim a whole piece on how the Yerushalmi is against that Tosfos and how really there is a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. Pashtus, the Rambam doesn't talk about simcha. He talks about kavod va'oneg and zachar v'shamar. So oneg Shabbos, mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah, in order to, is fulfilled by Suda Shabbos. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, a person needs to have kiddush. That would be the alternate girsa of makom oneg shamtei kriya. That's one possibility, says the Rashbam, of where kiddush makom Suda comes from. Inami, says the Rashbam, svarihi. Maybe it's just a svara. Mid'ikva kiddush alayayin, kiddetanya lekaman, zachrei alayayin, mistama alayayin, shebashasuda hukva dechashiv. So since they were a koveya, kiddush should be said alayayin. The Gemara is going to have a drasha later on, and dafkuvav, that zachar, siyama shabbos lekacho, means zachrei alayayin, that you have to dafka say kiddush alayayin. So which wine, where's wine coming from? Probably he's talking about the wine during the suda. So it's kiddush makom suda. So the question is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? Meaning the Rashbam gives reasons for kiddush makom suda. So the first one sounds like midivrei Kabbalah. The kras of the Shabbos oneg is not a d'oraisa, it's not a d'rabbanan. It's from the Navi. It's from the pasuk in Yishayahu. So it's a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. That's part of a kras of the Shabbos oneg. Second one, he says svara based off of the pasuk of zachar siyama Shabbos kacho zachreu ala yayin, that once you assume Zachar Shem Shabbos Kacho means Yayin, it's logical to assume that Yayin means the Yayin of a Suda. When we darshan and Afkuvav, Zachar Shem Shabbos Kacho means Zachreo El Yayin, is that a drasha d'oraisa? Is that a real drasha d'oraisa, or is it just a remez? But really, midoraisa, there's no requirement for yayin. So that's a major machlokas in the Rishonim. Tosfos and Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph says that he quotes psukim in Navi, whereas the term zechira is affiliated or associated in some way with wine. But Tosfos says pashtus is that you don't need wine for kiddush midoraisa. That it's din midrabanan, the pasuk is only nasmachta. So if the whole need for wine in the first place is only midrabanan, then certainly and the whole way we know you need kiddush makom suda is because mistama, the wine that you're using is the wine of the suda. So mistama, you would have to hold that the kiddush makom suda is also only a din midrabanan. But if you hold there's another day in that Tosfos Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph that kiddush alayayin is d'oraisa, it's just drinking the kos is only midrabanan. But having the yayin is d'oraisa, so then you learn that it's a real drasha gemura, zachreu alayayin is real drasha gemura. So the svara that extends, that probably the pasuk is talking about the yayin of a suda, so the svara could be binding midaraisa also. So then it may be that kiddush makom suda is a din d'oraisa. So this is a major discussion. We should discuss this explicitly also, not just implicitly, whether it's d'oraisa d'rabbanan. The Rush quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rush in Siman Hey, quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah Pirish, Dein lebrach levatal, hada amrin ein kol shal makom suda, hainu midrabanan. Vasmachua krayiv krasal Shabbos oneg. But really, it's all a din midrabanan. The Rush himself, it's not clear what the Rush holds, whether it's d'oraisa d'rabbanan. Prima Gadam understands that the Rush himself holds it's d'rabbanan also, but Rabbi Kivegar understands that the Rush holds that it's midaraisa. The two shittas in the Rashbam, again, maybe this issue, maybe whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Okay, but Shmuel tells us that there is this concept, at least, of kiddush makom suda. So says the Gemara, Savr mina hani mili mi bayis lebayis. How do we define makom? What's called makom suuda? How close to the place do you have to be? So we originally thought hani mili mi bayis lebayis. Av makom lemakom b'chad beis alo. When do we say that you have to be dafka in the same makom, and then if you go to a different makom, you're not yotzei. That's if you go from one house to another house. But within two places in the same house, you don't have to say kiddush again. That's good enough. That's called kiddush makom suda. Ravana bar Tachlifa says there were many times that we were by Shmuel. He went from the roof down to the lower floor and he said Kiddush again, even though it was within the same bias. So don't tell me that in within one bias you don't have to say Kiddush again. We see that Shmuel did so. He would say Kiddush again. So you see that the definition of Makom is even from one place to another within the same house is not called the same. The same makom. So this is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. How do we paskin on this issue? It's a different house is a no brainer, right? That's clear from the Gemara that doesn't work. That's obviously not considered the makom of the Suda. The Magen Mishnah in Perachav Tesavil Chashabbos quotes from the Gaonim that if you can see the place that you started, that's okay. It was Dafka Meigra La'ara that Shmuel would say Kiddush again. But if it was from one room to another room in the same floor and you could still see the other room, that's different than Igra La'ara where you can't see the place they originally started. Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, we could rely on that shita, on the shita of the Gaonim, but only when it would otherwise be impossible, only when you need to. B'shas Adchak, you could rely on such a shita. In Shulchan Aruch talks about in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, Sifal, Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda, Ubebayis Echad Mipina Lepina Chashav Makom Echad. Two corners in the same house is considered one Makom, Shem Kiddush Lechal Pina Zuv, Nimlech Lechal Pina Acheres. Means you made Kiddush and you wanted to eat in one corner and you decided to go to a different corner, even if it's a large room, you don't have to say Kiddush again. Some say even further, as long as you can see your original place, even if it's mibayis lechatzer, outside to inside, the courtyard to the house, you don't have to say. And then he quotes a yeshomrim that it all depends what you had in mind. That if you make kiddush in one place, al das to go somewhere else, that's also good enough. V'hushi yushnei makomos bebayis echad. Again, but only provided that it's in one house, kigon mecheder lecheder o miigra leigra, and says Shulchan Aruch the chain ikr, and that's what we really pass like that. To go from one house to another house, forget it. That's definitely not the same makom. But within one house, even mecheder lecheder, even meigra laara, where Shmuel would say kiddush again, if you had das originally that you were going to move, Shulchan Aruch says we paskin that's okay. Va'af Rav Huna Savra, the Gemara says, Va'iter v'mor amoraim et holdein kiddush al makom suda, Va'af Rav Huna Savra ein kiddush al makom suda, the Rav Huna Kaddish, v'yisakra le'sharga, va'ayli le'lemoni le'bega nane, the Rabba Bre da'ava sharga. Rav Huna made kiddush, and his candle went out, and he brought all of his food to where Rabba, his son, was, where there was a candle. V'kaddish v'ta'am midi, and he said kiddush again, and then he ate. So Alma Savra ein kiddush al makom suda, so you see that he holds ein kiddush al makom suda. Why would he say kiddush again otherwise? He already said kiddush in the place where he was before. Va'af Rabba Savar Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda. Rabba also holds Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda. Damar Abaye, because Abaye reports Ki Avina Beimar, when we used to be by Rabba, Ki Avim Kadesh Amalon Ti'imu Midi. Whenever we would say Kiddush, he would tell us, have something to eat, taste something. Dilma does lisulu shpiza misakru luchusharga, because I'm afraid that by the time you get back to the place where you're sleeping, the candle will go out, v'lo makadesh luchu bebeis achila, and then it will turn out that you will not have said Kiddush in the place where you eat. So I want to make sure that you and the Rashbam, the Rashi actually writes over here that the misar luchusharga v'lo tochlu, and you're not even going to eat, meaning you're not going to eat at all. But apparently he wasn't so worried about them missing out on the suda. Tosos is bothered. Why wasn't he worried about the fact that they're not going to do shalosh shudas? They're just going to miss out the suda entirely. He was telling them, you're not going to eat. You're just going to end up going to sleep, and therefore you're not going to be yotzei kiddush makom suda. What about when you're not going to be yotzei shalosh shudas? You're not going to be yotzei three meals on Shabbos. So Tosos says, no, they can still be yotzei. They could have three meals the next day. Shalosh Shudas, it doesn't have to be dafka within the time slots of Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos day. That's a machlokas rishonim. That's not so pasha. The Rambam sounds like it does have to be within certain time slots. They need one Friday night, one Shabbos morning, one Shabbos afternoon. Because why did no one ever think of the idea? If you want to be yotze, it's very difficult sometimes. You have a big Shabbos meal to then have Shalosh Shudas. Why did anyone think of the idea in the winter Shabbosos? Right, we start Shabbos 4 o'clock. So you have a meal at 5 o'clock, and then you'll go and you'll learn and you'll go to to Chabur or whatever, and you'll come back, and you'll and then you until 10, 11 o'clock, have a little more to eat, have a late night challenge, and then you'll have one more meal. You only have one more meal left for the next day. So Pashas is like the Rambam, that's no good. You have to slot everything in the right place in order to be Yotzei the Shalosh Sudas, in order to be Yotzei three Sudas. But anyway, he wasn't worried about that. So Tosfos says this Chiddush, he could be Yotzei three Sudas all the next day. So he wasn't worried about their Sudas. He was only worried about their Kiddush b'makom Suuda. You're not going to be yotze with the kiddush you make here if you don't need something here. Dein kiddush al makom suda, because the halacha is you need kiddush makom suda. So frankly, Gemara, wait a second. Eini v'hamer Abaye kol mili demar avavik karav lebar mehani tlas avik kishmuel. How can you say, again, we're collecting various amoraim who hold in kiddush al makom suda, who hold that you require kiddush makom suda, and Rabba is the amora that we just said holds kiddush makom suda, but we know that how could you say Rabba paskins like Shmuel that you need kiddush makom suda? We know Rabba always paskins like Rav. There are only three exceptions where Rabba doesn't paskin like Rav, and they are v'amar Abaye kol mili demar hava avid k'Rav. Every time Rabbi Paskin, he always did like Rav. Levar mehani tlas dovid k'Shmuel, except for three situations where he did like Shmuel, and they are matir mi beged lebeged. He would allow removing tzitzis from one beged to put them onto another beged. Umadikin miner lener, and he would allow lighting from one candle to the other candle by neros Chanukah. Va'alach akreb shim begreiren, he held that a davar shein meskaven is mutter on Shabbos. That if you're dragging a bench, and it may or may not, it's not such a heavy bench that it's definitely going to dig into the ground. It may or may not dig into the ground. It's a davar shein meskaven. He held like Rabbi Shimon. But other than that, he always held like Rav. He never held like Shmuel. So how can over here you say that Rabba holds like Shmuel? That Rabba holds like Shmuel? That Ein Kiddush al Makom Suda. That's just the origin of Reb Shimon's Shita of Davar Shein Meskaven, that a person is allowed to drag a bench as long as he doesn't intend to dig into the ground. But question mark is over there. So how can you say that Rabba holds like Shmuel? Don't you see Rabba never holds like Shmuel? So answer the Gemara. No, Rabba is always careful to follow all of Rav's chumras, except for three places where he doesn't follow Rav's chumras, where he goes like the more makil opinion in allowing removing tzitzis from one baget to a baget, in allowing being madlik miner l'ner, in allowing a davar shein meskaven. But the kulas of Rav, he doesn't hold himself to all the kulas of Rav. He could be more machmir than Rav. Rav holds you don't need kiddush makom suda over here, so that kula Rabba is not going to subscribe to. Rabba is going to hold like Shmuel that one does require kiddush makom suda. Now there is a phrase that the Gemara throws around over here that may be very critical to us in terms of defining kiddush makom suda. The Gemara told the story that Abaye said that when we were by Rabba, when we would say kiddush, Amar lan ti'imu midi, he would say taste something. What does that sound like? In order to be Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda, the major discussion in the Rishonim, what's called the Suuda for Kiddush Makom Suda? Is it enough to have mezonos? Is it enough to drink maybe more wine, another revius of yayin? Or do you need to have your Suda Shabbos? Maybe it's not even enough to have hamotzi. You need to have lacha mishna dafka. You need it to be your Suda Shabbos that you're going to be Yotzei Suda Shabbos with. And just maybe even having hamotzi is not enough. But the lashon ti'imu midi l'chora sounds like it's just a little something, a little taste. But if you look at Tosfos writes ti'imu midi nira dahainu timas lechem. Ti'imu midi is an expression. It's hard to translate expressions sometimes in English. When you translate it to English, have something to eat, have a little taste. So it sounds like you're just having a little taste. Says Tosfos in Aramaic, ti'imu midi means bread. That's what it means. Kedamrin beparagimul de Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos sounds like this. Kedamrin she nito midi vazi vachli v'shasu v'yemol mini targimul lahashem gimul suda Shabbos k'mo besuka haynu dafka besuda shlishis. And if you're going to hold that you don't need to have bread for shalosh shudas, just like you don't need to have bread in order to make a leisha basuka, that pasah babekistin is good enough. So still, I guess that would count as daf yomi coincidence the day after. That if you're a few days after, but if you're going to, especially those coming back from Eretz Yisrael, it probably feels like a week later. But if you're going to hold that you don't need bread in order to be yotzei shalosh shudas, and you don't need bread in order to make a leisha basuka, still avalobus to the sarv. But Sudas Arv Shachris, the Sudas where you actually have Kiddush, those you need bread. So Kiddush Makom Suda, Tosla sounds like he says you definitely need bread for Kiddush Makom Suda. One needs to have Lechor Lecha Mishnah for Kiddush Makom Suda. The Gaonim, however, the Shitas HaGaonim, recorded by all the Rishonim, is that you do not require bread, you just need Pasa Baba Kisnin. Turin Sim Reshayin Gimel says, Kosvo HaGaonim, Hadam Rinin Kel Shemak Vesudeh, and Sark Shigim Rasham Kal Sudasov, Ela Filo Achal Dover Muat, O Shasa Kos Yayin Shechayev Lov Bracha, Yatsi Yidei Kiddush Vegomer Sudasov Mako Macher. V'davka Shachal Lechem, O Shasa Yayin, Aval Peros Lo, it has to be Pasa Baba Kisnin, it can't be Peros, but you don't need, it doesn't need to be that significant a food. Again, Tosos holds the chara that you need bread. So how do we paskin? So pashtas, we don't have to look in any svarim to know we paskin. Every shul has a shul kiddush, and they don't always put out challah rolls by a shul kiddush. So pashtas is we're assuming that you only need a mezonos. We assume like the shita sagonim, they only need a mezonos for kiddush makam suuda. Rav Soloveitchik though had a very interesting take on this. Rav Shechter quotes an Eretz Tzvi from Rav Soloveitchik the following idea. He says that maybe the sheet of the Gra, according to Maaser Rav, that even in Kiddush Al Yom, even in daytime Kiddush, he would only make Kiddush B'makom Su'uda Gemura. He wouldn't be Yotzeh Minei Targima, he would not rely on the Gaonim. Because he understood the Kiddush B'makom Su'uda requires to be Kobea, Su'uda L'Shem, Su'uda Shabbos, and in order to be Yotzeh Su'uda Shabbos, you need bread. So he held like Tosa says, not like the Gaonim. The Gaonim apparently hold that Kiddush is not to be Kovea the Suda L'Shem Suda Shabbos. Adrabah, the Kiddush is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and in order for it to be considered a Dinin Kiddush, you need some sort of Suda to support it for it to be called a Dinin Kiddush. Meaning, what they may be arguing about is it a Din in the Kiddush or is it a Din in the Suda? If it's a Din in the Suda, so then you need the Kiddush with the real Suda Shabbos. If it's a Din in the Kiddush, so you don't need the real Suda Shabbos, you can just have the Kiddush. Now, but what about our Minhag HaOlam? So says Rav Shechter, Minhag HaOlam, Shebi Yom HaShabbos BeBoker Omrim Kiddush V'Tom Minei Targima B'Kedei Latzis Sidei Chavasim Kiddush Makom Suda. Our Minhag that we have a Mezonos and we're Yotzei Bir Bezer Rabbeinu Rav Soloveitchik explains Shenira Sheyisodu B'Tziruf Hashitos. It's not that we're just passing like the Gaonim. It's a Tziruf Hashitos. It's like a Svek Sveka. Why? Maybe we pass like the Gaonim that Kiddush Makom Suda is fulfilled this way. And even if you don't pass like the Gaonim that Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda, there's a sheet of the Raivin in the 29th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud, where the Raivin holds that you're allowed to eat before Kiddush, that there's no din that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. The Rambam says you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. The Raivin says, Lo Sover Miyamav Svara Pchusa Mizu. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life, that you can't eat before Kiddush. Of course you're allowed to eat before Kiddush. So says for salvation, maybe the reason why we have Kiddush and Shul is a Svek Sveka. Maybe we pass like the Gaonim, that we're Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda, and even if we don't pass like the Gaonim, maybe we hold like the Ravid, that you're allowed to eat before Kiddush. Oh, it turns out, though, says Rav Soloveitchik, that even if you say Kiddush and Shul and you have a Mezonos, when you go home and you have your meal, do you need to make a new Kiddush? If it was just that we straight paskin like the Gaonim, you wouldn't need to make Kiddush again. You're ready to say Kiddush Makom Suda and Shul. But if it's not that we're straight paskin like the Gaonim, it's based on a Tzirif HaShitos, on a Svek Sveka, so one of those Shitos is the Ravid that you're allowed to eat before Kiddush, but you still haven't been Yotzei Kiddush according to the Ravid. So then, of course, you would need to make Kiddush again. So that's Rav Soloveitchik was Machmir, that you would need to make Kiddush again when you go home and have your Su'uda. I saw Rav Asher Weiss and Michas Asher argue strongly in the other direction. He says you definitely don't have to make Kiddush again, and Adrab, it's going to hurt you to make Kiddush again. He has a whole svara that the only reason it works is because you're continuing your Suda at home. And if you make Kiddush again, you're showing that it's not a continuation of the original Suda. Very fascinating idea that he suggests. Oh, we got to get moving here. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, right? We mentioned that there's going to be a third shita besides for Rav and Shmuel. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Af yidei yayin nami yatzim. Kvaldika chiddush, you make kiddush and shul, you don't even need to make a new bar priya guffin when you go home. And this is going to lead us into a whole discussion about hilchas brachas. Vaz Rabbi Yochanan tamedus, Rabbi Yochanan shetasa dam Rabbi Chanan barabai, Rabbi Dasam, Rabbi Yochanan. Echad shino yayin ve echad shino makom ein sarach levarich. Whether there's new wine or whether it's a new place, you don't need to make a new bracha. You don't need to. You're already yotze with the original bar priya guffin. Shino yayin, you don't need a new bracha. Tosa says that means a new bar priya guffin. But there isn't a bracha that does need to be made when new wine is brought out. Tosa writes on the bottom, Miyu hatova metiv tzarech levarich. You certainly do need hatova metiv. He quotes the Rashbam that that's only if the new wine is meshubach min harishon, and that's what the Baha'i holds as well. But then Tosus himself says three lines from the bottom, Vinir da filu asheni garua mivarech, dal ribu yenosu mivarech, that even if the second bottle of wine is less good than the first one, you would still make a bracha, because the bracha is about how many different types of wine we have, not about the higher quality. As long as it's not awful, if second bottle of wine is absolutely awful, that it's difficult to drink, then you wouldn't make hatova ametiv. But otherwise, tells you would still make hatova ametiv. So, frak the Gemara meisve shinu makom tzarich levarich shinu yayin ein tzarich levarich. Ay, but it says beferish in a brisa that shinu makom you do need to make a new bracha when you go from place to place. If you set a bar priyagaf in one place and you go to a new place, you do need to make a new bracha. So, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that you don't need to make a new bracha? Tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. So that's a Tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan is rejected. That's why we spent all that time analyzing Rav and Shmuel. We didn't spend any time analyzing Rabbi Yochanan, we immediately reject Rabbi Yochanan. Yasra Ravidi Barav and Kamed Rav Chistav, Yasra Rav Chistav, Akam Rishmed Rav Huna. Ravidi Barav was sitting in front of Rav Chistav, Rav Chistav was saying in the name of Rav Huna the following. Hadar Machinu Makom Tzarek Levarech, Lo Shanu Ella, Mi Bayis Labayis, Av Makom Lamakom Lo. In general, Hilchus Brachas, when you go from one place to another, you need to make a new bracha. That's only if you go from one house to another, but if you go within one house from one makom to another makom, you don't need to make a new bracha. So Amar le Ravidi Baravin, Hachi Tanin le b'Masnisa debe Rav Hinuk, V'Amar le Masnisa debe Bar Hinuk Kavaseich. That yeah, we have a brisa that says just like you. So says the Gemara, V'Amar Rav Huna Masnisa Kavash Milan. We have a brisa just like what Rav Huna said. So what Rav Huna just says, Rav Huna tells me halachos that we already know from brises. Why would Rav Huna tell me things that I already know from brises? So says Gemara, Rav Huna Masnisa lo Shmile. He must not have heard the brisa. And that's why he taught it, because he thought he was being machadish something. He must not have known that there is such a brisa. The Rashbam takes out that entire exchange. Rashbam says, come on, every time you open up a Gemara, that none of the Amoraim knew all the brises. What kind of give and take is this? Amoraim always taught us things that it said in brises, because they knew some brises that other Amoraim didn't know. The brises weren't well known by everybody. So the Rashbam says, I don't get this whole Shakla Vatari over here. Take out the Shakla Vatari. Of course Rav Huna could teach me things that it says in brises. The Suy Yasser Rav Chis of Akar Meshmeid and Afshay, Rav Chista said in his own name the following, Hadar Machinu Makom Tzarech Levarech, that which we say that you need to make a new bracha, if you made a bracha on something, then you went somewhere else, so you need to make a new bracha when you go somewhere else. Lo Amar El B'Dvarim She'ein Tunin Bracha L'Achrein B'Mekoman. That's only for things that are Bori Nefashos type of foods, that you don't need to make the bracha achrona where you originally ate it. So then when you go into a new place, you might stay there. There's nothing pulling you back to your original place, and therefore you're going to need a new bracha. Al Dvarim Atunin Bracha L'Achrein B'Mekoman Ein Tzarech Levarech. But if you're going to have to go back to the original place anyway for your bracha achrona, so you're not going to need a new bracha when you're mishana makom, because you're still connected to that original place. It's like you never left. My taima, lekiva de kama hadar. The reason is you're going back to your original kavios. Rav Sheshes, some Rav Sheshes disagrees. He holds echadze ve'echadze tzarich levarich. Whether you ate something that's a bari nefashos type of food, whether you ate something that's an alamichyo or birch samazon type of food, you're going to need to say a new bracha when you go to a new place. Meisve b'necha burushay mesubin lishtos. But I'll ask kasha from the following brisa. You have a bunch of people that are sitting around to drink va'akur aglei and latzeis likros chasan or likros kala, and they got up to go greet a chasan or a kala. K'shein yotzin eintun and bracha l'mafrei, k'shein chozin eintun and bracha l'chachila. They don't need to make a new bracha. They don't need to make a bracha achrona before they leave, nor do they need a new bracha rishonim when they come back, even though they were mishana makom. Ba'medvar mamur m'shenichu sham zaken echola. That's only if they left someone behind. Avalo nichu l'mshab lo zaken v'lo echola. K'shein yotzin tunim bracha l'mafrei, k'shein chozin tunim bracha l'chachila. If they didn't leave anybody behind, then they will need to say a new bracha. So midiktani akru ragleim mechal d'vidvar matunim bracha l'achrein b'mkom anaskinan. When it says akru ragleim, it sounds like they were eating serious food. It's an alamichli or birchsa muslim type of food. And the only reason they don't have to make a new bracha is the time of dinich hashem zaken ochala. It's only because they leave somebody behind that they don't need a new bracha. Had they not left somebody behind, even though it was a birchsa muslim type of food, they would require a new bracha. Kashal Rav Chista, so it's Kashal Rav Chista who says that whenever it's an alamichli or birchsa muslim food, you don't need a new bracha. So Gemara is going to say that, no, that it's machlokas tanaim. We'll get to that tomorrow, Bez Hashem. We'll pick up from that question again.